Blog Talk Radio.
Wherever our voice is heard, this is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you are live with PMS, and we are here with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank God for each of you that's tuning in today. This is not a recording. We are remote in the beautiful city of Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise God for this opportunity to share with you today. My voice may sound just a little distorted due to the fact that we are in a remote studio. Praise the Lord, but we are here and we're happy to be here, happy to be giving praises unto God for all that he is. What a glorious and wonderful weekend it has been here in the city of Chicago, along with the New Beginnings Church. Praise the Lamb of God in the ordination of our daughter, Shatwan Johnson, and with Pastor Gail Johnson and all of those that participated. But we had a high and holy time, and we thank and praise God for that. Then we had the opportunity to share with the Mount Vernon family with Pastor John and Miller. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In their morning worship, and it was awesome. Praise God to see what God is doing over there on Jackson Boulevard. God is doing amazing work there in the city of Chicago. I'm so excited for my pastor friends, hallelujah, my associates and those who have come along with for many years in ministry. Praise the Lamb. You can hear my voice. It's a little distorted in hoarseness and what have you, and that's due for ministering these days and in and out of meetings. Lord have mercy. It's been awesome, but we thank and praise God that we are alive and well, and we thank God for your prayers, people of God. Chime somebody, touch somebody, reach out, inbox somebody, hit somebody, spread the word that PSM Live is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God, and Prophet Shakespeare is in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm praying for my co-host, Pastor London. I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. I believe he's in a shut-in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He was leading right into one, and I think he's shut in for a couple of days here. Praise the Lamb of God, seeking the face of God. And if that's so, then that's let the Lord have his way with him. Hallelujah. Praise the God. His phone is on, so I know, praise the Lamb, he's getting my messages and what have you. People of God, let's lift him up and hold him high before the Lord, that the Lord shall reveal his perfect will for his life unto him. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. My God, what an ordination service it was there. Hallelujah, with New Beginnings. OMG. We were able to meet Brother Brad. Hallelujah. Pastor Brad Frazier was there with us. My God, we had a wonderful, awesome time there. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Brad, it looks better than his picture on Facebook. I want to tell you all that. He looks much younger in person. Praise the Lamb. He's an awesome man of God, and we thank God for him. Pastor Lionel McGee was there. Carolyn Walker was there. Maggie was there. Oh, my goodness. It was like a little family reunion. All of us being there together, praise God, and then we had opportunity to go out and fellowship after the ordination message. I ministered on the word of God out of 1 Timothy, praise the Lord, the 4th chapter, about the gift within, hallelujah, and encouraging and strengthening our sister concerning what God was doing for her, hallelujah, and how she needs to allow the gifts that's been placed in her through prophecy, through the prophetic word being imparted into her life, and to utilize those in her ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Awesome God we serve. Awesome people we serve. Praise the Lord. And I love all of you today. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Lily is home from the hospital. Glory to God. That's an awesome thing all by itself, just to know that that girl is home and that things are working well with her. Praise the Lamb of God. I just praise God for all that God is doing in this season, people of God. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to give God praise for. Hallelujah. As God is doing miraculously in our lives, praise God, people of God. Don't ever let anyone make you think, praise the Lamb of God, that God is not moving in our lives. Our God is an awesome God, and he's awesomely to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. All right, praise the Lamb of God. We are moving right along here. It's almost prayer time today here on the air, and those of you, if you have prayer requests, amen, then you can chime in, praise the Lord, press 1, and we will hear your prayer requests and offer them up to the Lord today. Let me say this, praise the Lamb of God. It's Testimony Day on our page on PSM. I want to thank our administrators, Jocelyn and all of them, for carrying on, praise the Lord. Jocelyn and I believe Valerie had the whole load on this past weekend, Sunday, because of the fact that we all were at the service there. But when we came on the page and got a chance to peek, we saw that things were just moving right along. Praise the Lord. People was praising and worshiping God and being led to the throne of God. And we thank God for each of you, our administrators and our intercessors that participate, Denise and the gang. Praise the Lord. Thank you, each of you, for being there with us. Praise God, on the page and working the page and doing what you do to encourage the people of God, to intercede for the people of God. Hallelujah. Boy, it's nothing like praying for one another. when we pray for one another, praise God, that's the most exciting time, I believe, praise the Lamb of God, in the heart of God, when he sees his children loving on each other, when he sees his children concerned about each other, when he sees his children encouraging each other, upholding each other, touching and agreeing in prayer, praise God, that would excite any father, that would excite any mother, praise God, to see their children getting along, to see their children moving in love and fellowshipping one with another. My God, we're going to talk a little bit more today about prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and then we're going to get into some other items this week, praise the Lord, for your benefit, and that's going to be a blessing to you in the coming year. 2013 is a strategic year for the saints, praise the Lamb of God. It has been marked as the year of apostasy, the year of the falling away, the year of the falling away of the faith, praise the Lamb of God. But we are rooted, we are grounded, praise the Lamb of God, in the Holy Ghost. And we are not going to let go, and no one is going to snatch us, praise the Lamb of God, from the place that God has placed us. Hallelujah. We love God today. We're going to love him tomorrow through the storm, through the rain, hallelujah, through whatever comes, hallelujah, though the earth may fall, hallelujah, though the earth may fail, still we can be rooted and grounded in God, and that's where we're going to be, hallelujah, to the name of Jesus. Do I have a volunteer prayer today? Anyone want to pray for us today? You feel the unction, the move of God to pray? Why don't you push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and you can pray for us today, intercede for the whole show, praise the Lamb of God, and those who are, hallelujah, here with us. You can do that with us if you are here and are willing, praise the Lamb of God, to give of yourself in prayer today. If you feel that unction to function, come on, praise the Lamb of God, and pray for us today. We would be delighted to have you do so. Praise the Lamb. Just push one on your dial. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, we're looking always to those who are sick and shut in, those in convalescent homes, those whose hearts are heavy in this season, due to the loss of loved ones, hallelujah, around the Christmas season, the holiday season, and their hearts are reflecting, praise God, and they're heavy in this season. People of God, hallelujah, we're praying for you that God would be your strength and that you will reflect upon those joyous days and those joyous times and moments that you had with loved ones and allow that, praise the Lamb of God, to infuse your praise. Allow that to infuse your adoration unto the Lord for all that he is and all that he does. We're praying for the sick and shut in, hallelujah. Those of you who can't get out, oh my goodness, what a hard and heartfelt moment I had yesterday when I walked in Loyola University Hospital and looked at my brother, Pastor Macon, laying there in the bed. Praise the Lamb of God, been in a coma for many days. And he's laying there, his legs had been amputated, and he still don't realize what happened to him. And praise God. And they said he really didn't know and maybe could decipher some voices and this. And I laid my hand on his head and anointed with oil and prayed for him. And when I called his name, his eyes popped open, praise the Lamb of God. And he looked at me and I said, Gregory, do you know who I am? Hallelujah. And he nodded his head, yes. And I called out a few guys' names and said, am I so-and-so, so-and-so? He nodded, no, no, no. I said, I'm Shakespeare. He said, yes. He nodded his head, yes. What a joy. I brought tears to my eyes, of course. Praise the Lamb of God, as I shared with his wife there. People of God, God is doing amazing things. Hallelujah. People of God, God is doing amazing things. And we must keep pressing into the presence of God that the glory, the power, and the anointing of God can rest upon our lives and that God can use us in special ways. I love all of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let us look to the Lord now. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory for all that you are, for all that you do, for all that you're doing. You're an awesome God. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Who is like you? We can be compared to you, Father, in this day and this time, Father. Who, hallelujah, can we find, Father? We've searched all over, and we find no one greater than you. You are awesome in this day, and we reverence your holiness. Hallelujah, Father. We sanctify your name in the earth as it's sanctified in the heavens. We exalt your name, Father. Hallelujah, for your name alone is glorious. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for this time, for this hour, for this season. Thank you, Father, for signs, wonders, and miracles. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for testimonies. Thank you, Father, that your children are excited about what you're doing in their lives and what you're going to do. Thank you, Father, that you're moving in a way that you're revealing yourself to your people, Father. You're an awesome God today. Thank you today, Father. We lift up those who are sick, those who are shut in, Father, those who can't get out, those in convalescent homes, those, hallelujah, in hospitals, oh God. We lift up Lily to you again today. We lift up Gregory Macon to you today, Father. We lift up all over sons and daughters and men and women who are ill, Father, and need your touch, need your spirit, need your presence, need your glory. They can't do it without you, Father. Father, they need you now to touch, Father, and heal and deliver. You are the balm and healer. You are the one that makes the wounded whole. You are the one, Father, hallelujah, and the only one, hallelujah, that can heal and deliver without medicine. You can heal and deliver without a scalpel. You can do surgeries, oh God, without a laser. You can remove tumors, oh God. You can shrink them and cause them to dissipate. You can speak to cancer. You can speak to AIDS. You can speak to diseases, and they must flee. And we say, go in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of God, because you're God all by yourself, Father, in the name of Yeshua. We ask you to look behind prison walls. Somebody's there needs you, Father. Somebody's there in the dark. Somebody's there, don't know which way to go. Father, in Jesus' name, cover that mind, cover that heart, cover that spirit, Father. Father, in Jesus' mighty name today, hallelujah, somebody's been accused of false, and we know that you're God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's able, Father, to redeem. That's able, God, to set captives free. Father, in Jesus' name, look and have mercy. Open those prison doors to those that don't belong, Father. Father, allow lawyers to find, hallelujah, new evidence. Allow them to find, hallelujah, evidences that show that these men are innocent, Father. In the name of Yeshua, send a son home, oh God. Lord, your God, today, Father, today, look on us, Father, on this page, oh God, look on us. Look on us, Father. Look today, Father. We need you. Our hands are lifted. Hallelujah. Our arms are stretched to thee. Our eyes are upon you. Oh God, our expectation is of the Lord. Pour your spirit out on us, oh God. Let your spirit reign on us, Father. Cause your spirit to move mightily in our lives, Father. There is none like you. There is none like you nowhere. No one can do what you do. You're awesome all by yourself today, Father. We give you praise. Somebody's bills, oh God, are stacked. Somebody is wondering how they're going to care for their children and their loved ones in this season, oh God. I know you're able to open a door. I know you're a way maker. I know you can do it. I know you can do it, Father. Move on behalf of your children. They need you now, Father. We need you now, Father. Look and have mercy. Shower your blessings. Oh, God, we speak your word back to you that you've spoken to us, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Move today by your word, and we give you praise, and we give you honor. And we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Hallelujah and amen.
and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You provide the spirit, and I will open up tonight. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. You provide the fire.
Shakespeare, and we are here with Prophetic Perspectives. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're listening via the internet and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do that by dialing area code 646. That's area code 646, and the number is 564-9818, and be a part of this live studio. Area code 646-564-9818, and then you can be in our queue. You can push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and ask questions and things of that nature concerning our discussions, and we will entertain that, praise the Lamb of God. For today is Testimony Tuesday. If you have a testimony today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I already gave one of mine, praise the Lamb of God. And now you can give another. Hallelujah. You can give your testimony just by pushing one on your dial today, anytime during the show, and we will pause to listen to your testimony. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony that you want to share concerning Jesus Christ, people of God, I tell you, you never know who you're encouraging, who you're helping, praise the Lamb of God, who you're causing, praise the Lord, to look unto the Lord as you share with them what God has done for you in your past and what God is doing for you in your present. Hallelujah. Many people will be encouraged and helped and strengthened, praise the Lamb of God, as you, hallelujah, share your testimony. be a testimony of the day. Share your testimony. Praise God. I'm sure it will excite heaven. Oh, my goodness, here's a caller coming in right now. Area code 864, your mic is hot. Hello? Area code 864, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, Prophet in London. I'm sorry, I'm here. This is Sylvia calling from Greenville. I have a testimony.
You have a testimony for us today?
I do. My father had a stroke back last February, and he went in just for minor surgery and had a stroke in the process. The family was called in, and the doctor pulled me to the side and said, you know, this is a major stroke. It's affected his brain. He's not getting blood flow like he needs to. And she had to walk out the room, and immediately the Holy Spirit said, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Lean not on your own understanding. So she came back in to finish the conversation. He went from not being able to eat any solid food to now he's able to eating puree food. And now today he is able to eat solid food. Now, he does not have usage of his left side, but I'm still praying and believing God that he will raise him up and he will walk again. But through all of that, God has been faithful. When I didn't have anyone else to stand with me, you know, other family members wanted me to give up, and I was like, no, because I know what my God can do. I'm not giving up. The doctors do all they can do, and then I put the rest in God's hands.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sweetheart, let me tell you something. Our God is an awesome healer. Praise the Lamb of God. How's your dad doing today?
He is doing a lot better today. He still does not have function on his left side, but he can feed himself. He is in a nursing home here in Simpsonville. But he's come a long way from, you know, he probably got down to 100 pounds because of feeding tube, and now he's actually overweight. They have him on a strict diet. So he's come a long way, Prophet.
Yes, he has come a long way. Praise the Lord. What's your father's name?
David Aiken.
David Aikens, and how old is David?
He is 67. He turned 67 in October.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I believe God can heal and make completely whole even that left side. And I want
Amen.
To touch and agree with you in prayer right now. Praise
Thank
the Lamb
you.
Of God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, God.
God said that this is the season of signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to Jesus. Wait a minute. I hear the Lord speaking. Thank you, Father. Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
God said he will be restored in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your love today and the boldness of your daughter to come forth, hallelujah, with this great testimony concerning your favor. Hallelujah. Oh, God, yes, I feel your spirit here, Father. Thank you, hallelujah, for David. Oh, God, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you love us enough, hallelujah, that you're merciful and kind and showing great favor to us in this season. Oh, God, you're always the greater giver, for you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son. And we know, Father, if you gave us Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's nothing for us, for you to give us healing, hallelujah, for this is the children's bread, and we thank you for it today. For the manifestation of it, Father, I pray now and command healing to David Aikens, Father. I pray now, Father, hallelujah, that he be restored to the full capacity, hallelujah, of the functions, oh God, of his body, that his mobile skills line up with the creative word. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise.
Hallelujah,
God. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Bless you today, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I even pray for Sylvia in her house. Oh, God, that all things are well there. Hallelujah. You're a great way maker, Father, and that you would make the way, oh God, that the door would be open, hallelujah, and that she will step through and that the blessings will flow continuously, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God, it is well, says the Lamb. Yes, God. Yes, God. Well, thank you, Father, for doing it, God.
Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
God said, now get ready for the promotion that he has spoken over you. You got some type of promotion coming, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, Sylvia. Glory
thank
to Jesus.
You.
God is looking your way today. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Bless your daughter. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Bless you, God. Yes, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In the name of Yeshua. And it is so. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Whoa,
what a girl, you didn't get a field goal here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Our God is awesome and awe-inspiring God we serve. I thank you for calling in today, Sylvia. Is there anything else you would like to share with us?
Just keep my mother in prayer. She is, I tell you, my mom has done a great job in raising us, and she fell maybe a year or two ago and fractured her back. So she is still up and moving, praise God. But she has suffered with back problems for 27 years now. But I'm still believing God for her healing too.
Now, this is what I want you to do for her, praise the Lamb
okay.
of God, hallelujah.
Okay.
I want you to take that anointing oil, praise
okay.
the Lamb of God, that you already possess.
Okay.
I want you to put it in your hands. And I want you to lay your hand in the mold of your mother's back.
Okay.
Hallelujah. When you do this, you're going to feel the Spirit of God come over you. I want you to maintain your poise, hallelujah, no matter how strong the intensity gets, because it's going to be strong,
okay.
and your hands will get hot. Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God, and you're going to feel the fire of God, even as I'm feeling the heat now. Hallelujah, Father, and I command it, oh God, that your daughter's faith will be increased, that Sylvia can walk in this new anointing of healing that's already in our hands, Father, that she'll be able to utilize it, hallelujah, even the more, as she sees this miracle before her very eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to command, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus over your mother. Praise the Lamb of God and the rectifying, hallelujah, of the condition. God is going to strengthen that back, hallelujah, and take that pain away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting on you to come back on the show and give that testimony. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
you,
to God. The Lord has favored you today. I bless God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be blessed, Sylvia.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
My God, what an awesome God we serve. Oh, my goodness. It's breaking out already, people of God. God is moving already. God is moving already. my God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What an awesome God we serve. You all know, praise the Lamb of God, next week, Monday, is our healing and delivering it. So our miracle healing night, the 17th, praise the Lamb of God, of this month. And I invite all of you to come to the Harvest International Church right there, praise the Lamb of God, on Ford Road. Hallelujah. Just off Telegraph, just west of Telegraph, about four blocks at Silvery Lane. Praise the Lamb of God, and you will see, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, you will. You will see, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, just how powerful God is moving in this season as he's doing mighty things in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to receive from God. Praise the Lamb of God. Make sure you come. Hallelujah. right there, praise the Lamb of God, on the corner of Silvery Lane and Ford Road, just off Telegraph, just west of Telegraph, and you're going to be able to experience the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. The miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb. There's nobody like our God and our King and our Savior. He awesome. All by himself. Without me, God is still awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whoa. Anybody else have a testimony? You can push one at any time during the show. Praise the Lamb of God, and we will entertain, hallelujah, the show. We will entertain your testimony, praise the Lamb of God, during the show. If you're listening via the Internet, once again, praise the Lamb of God, you can call in at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lord. The Lord is on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. People of God, I was looking, hallelujah, in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And I thought to talk to you all today, praise the Lamb of God, about the hindrances, praise the Lamb of God, the preclusions and hindrances of your prayer life. And then, praise God, deal with, praise the Lord, how to maximize your prayers so that you can receive the full potential of your prayers, praise the Lord, and see your prayers prevail as we have been talking here, praise the Lamb of God, for the last week, hallelujah, concerning prayer. Boy, I missed my son on this show today. Praise God. That's London. Praise God. Let's continue to pray for Lawrence, people of God, that the Lord will lead his feet, direct his path in the way that he should go. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to say to each of you today, praise the Lamb of God, when we look at the Word of God and we consider all of the passages of Scriptures on prayer, praise the Lord. The one I chose to deal with today comes out of Matthew, praise the Lamb of God, the 21st chapter of Matthew, and the around the 13th verse while in there, praise the Lamb of God, 13, 14. Boy, I tell you this, people of God, hallelujah, it's awesome to see how God does things and allows the revelation of it to be stored for us for a later date, a later time, even centuries after it's been done, praise the Lamb of God. And who knows, we may be the only ones that have received this revelation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, or the first ones or the last ones. But no matter how it comes, we thank God for it, hallelujah. We always give God praise for his word, for he has exalted it above his own name. It just simply says that then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves, praise the Lamb of God. The first thing that I want you to know is that's set as a preclusion in this very text, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the fact that their focal point, praise the Lamb of God, of prayer and about prayer was distorted and hindered some kind of way, praise the Lamb of God. Somehow, these who shall I say, operate in an administrative facilitate the house of God, found themselves, praise the Lamb of God, performing, praise the Lamb of God, without purity of heart, praise the Lamb of God, going through the process, hallelujah, without, praise the Lamb of God, being sincere in their steps and in their endeavors to fulfill God's purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, this is a great hindrance when it comes down to prayer, people of God, because as we talked last week, The will of God must be done through our prayer life. When the will of God is the focal of our prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, your prayers, hallelujah, are entertained by God on a greater scale, hallelujah. On a greater scale, God will entertain your prayers. Why? Because your prayers, praise the Lamb of God, is about him and not about you. It's about what he desires and not about what you desire, praise God. So we cannot allow the enemy, praise God, to set preclusions in front of us, distractions that will break that focus through, watch this, the necessities of life, through, hallelujah, what's going on in our lives. We must always seek the purpose and the will of God, hallelujah, that God's will and purpose is going to be performed through my prayers and not my will and my purpose. Not what I want, praise God, hallelujah, and how I want it to happen, what I want for me. You see, all of that is theocentric. All of that is self, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. All of that is self. Everything I'm saying right now is about me, my, I. When your prayers are filled with that, praise God, that is a preclusion that has been set up to distort and hinder your prayers from being heard or rather being answered, praise God, so that they can prevail because they are purposeless, praise the Lamb of God. You're just praying to pray. We know the text is set in Jerusalem that we just read concerning the cleansing of the temple and that the money changers and what have you that Jesus had turned over was in the outer court, praise the Lamb of God, or what is called the court of the Gentiles. Now, that court, praise the Lamb of God, anybody could enter into, hallelujah, and be a part of that court. Yes, praise the Lamb. Any nationality of people could do that, but they couldn't enter into the what is called the holy place, which we would call the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. They couldn't enter in there, but they could come into the outer court. Praise the Lord. All people could come in there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, what was going on in that outer court, praise God, was displeasing in the eyesight of Jesus Christ until it frustrated him to the extent, hallelujah, that he became somewhat violent, praise the Lamb of God. He moved on a level, praise the Lamb of God, that this is the only time in his journey that we see him at a point of being violent, praise the Lamb of God, which shows us something, deep God. It shows us the temperament of God, that God can get angry and that God can be destructive. If Jesus turned over these money changers and did all of this and whipped these people out of the temple, praise the Lamb of God, after he braided a cord together, it really shows us, praise God, hallelujah, that God has the same exact temperament because the Son and the Father are one. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Jesus Christ was made angry, praise God. Or if we were talking about God, we would say that God's anger was kindled against them, praise the Lamb of God. And he went in there and upset the house, praise the Lord. Many of us, we must come to the place of understanding that God, hallelujah, looks at what is going on in our total lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Now watch this, people of God, hallelujah. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of God. Know ye not, the scripture says, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. All right? So since my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, then God is concerned about my outer court. Praise the Lamb of God. He's concerned about what's going on, praise the Lamb of God, in my daily activities, my daily involvement, the things that I do, the people I entertain, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, people of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You can, praise the Lamb of God, come to the place hallelujah, of being hindered, hallelujah, in your prayer life because of what you connected to in your outer court. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, God. Yep, because see, when we deal with our temples, praise God, become a spiritual house, more so than the physical house, as the way Jesus saw it. Yeah, praise the Lord. So since our house is a spiritual temple, this temple of my body that the Holy Ghost is housed in, I must be aware of what I entertain. Praise the Lamb of God. And what I allow to come into the perimeters of this house because of the fact whatever comes that I come in connection, in contact with, I will carry that into the holy place. Praise the Lamb of God. Or I will attempt to, and it can't go in. Praise the Lamb of God. It can't go into the holy place, and it will never get to the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. It will never get in the throne room. That's the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant was. Praise the Lamb. It will never get there. Jesus was upset about the outer court. Praise God. Jesus was upset about what was allowed to come into the house of God in the outer court. Praise the Lamb of God. Not where worship was going on at. Praise God. We got to look at this, people of God. Not where the worship was going on at. Praise the Lamb of God. But where, praise the Lamb of God, people gathered, where conversations was being held of all sorts, things of this nature and things they were talking about. They set up merchandise and things of this nature, praise the Lamb of God, that caused, watch this, a different type of spirit to come into the house of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It caused a different type of spirit to come into the house of God that was a preclusion, praise the Lamb of God, to the prayers. That was a preclusion of prayer. Praise God. Let me tell you why. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. See, a lot of you may jump off when I start talking about this because a lot of us are so desperate for money. A lot of us are so desperate for position. A lot of us are so desperate for jobs and things of this nature, people of God, hallelujah, that our focus when it comes down to our prayer life is distorted and messed up because our prayers always deal with prosperity for the self, hallelujah. It always deals with prosperity for the self. We're still chasing, praise the Lamb of God, after the money. We're still chasing and want that level of prosperity because someone has duped us and made us feel that that's where peace is. Someone has duped us and made us feel that that which makes you somebody and makes you, let me see what I'm saying, your status, praise the Lamb of God, to be admired or looked upon, praise the Lamb of God, with admiration. And this, that, and another, when in fact, praise the Lamb of God, your status with God is what is really important. Your status with Him and your relationship with Him and your pursuing of Him, praise the Lamb of God, your pursuing of Him. You know, we ended Friday night talking about the diligent seekers, praise the Lamb of God, and they that seek the Lord with the whole heart will find Him. Praise the Lamb of God. That's one level of the diligent seeker. Praise the Lamb of God. And they who seek the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, then all other things would be added. That calls for a diligent seeking. Praise the Lamb of God. So we must not fool ourselves to think that we are really pursuing God in prayer when we are pursuing things from God. Hello, light bulbs, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. We must remember that, people of God. Hallelujah. And be careful because it's such a thin line, praise the Lamb of God, in us distorting, hallelujah, our purpose of prayer. Our purpose of prayer, praise the Lamb of God. We must always keep God held high
in our prayer life. That out of court, praise the Lamb of God, the things we connect to, the things we attach, praise ourselves to, the spirits that we carry, hallelujah, will alter our prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, and many times will do damage in a way that's irreversible, that we cannot repair on our own without going through a cleansing, praise the Lamb of God, and a repentance process, praise the Lord. Of course, we all know that sin is always a problem, praise God, when it's in relationship to God, because sin can enter into his presence. So therefore, we must be void of sin, hallelujah, of any measure. That comes through a repentant state of being when it comes down to the believer, when it comes down to the saints of God. And we who are prophetic people, hallelujah, we must understand more than anybody the importance, praise the Lamb of God, of dealing with God in this relationship that we have with him, praise the Lamb of God, doing our best to live a life that's sin-free, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as best we can. Now, many people say that's virtually impossible, praise, because of our thoughts, this, that, and another. Well, God is not a cosmic freak that sits upon his throne waiting to destroy you because of your thoughts, praise God, that are altered and this, that, another due to circumstances, situation, people, and this, that, another. Praise, that's not how God operates, praise the Lord. Sin is that selfish, independent nature, that nature in us, praise the Lamb, that strives to be independent, yes, praise the Lamb of God, because it's selfish. It's thinking about the self and not about God. It's thinking about what we want and not about what God wants, praise the Lamb of God. This was the mishap of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is in the garden, praise the Lamb of God, of course, and I know you know the story, praise God. And God commands them not to do something, and they wind up doing it because of a selfish, independent nature. Praise the Lamb of God, S-I-N. That will always cause a rip, praise the Lamb of God, in the relationship. And normally, when something happens on that level, something dies, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what really dies is your connection, praise the Lord. You know, my line died. You know, when you're talking about telephone, I'm talking to someone else. Man, my line died. That's what they used to call it. Man, sometimes, man, I can't get a connection here. Praise God. I'm trying to call, but I can't connect. Praise the Lamb of God. A dead line. Why is the line dead? The line is dead because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that I have, praise the Lamb of God, allowed something to enter in, to entertain something that was displeasing to God, and it stunk in his nostrils so bad that God said, I don't want to smell it, I'm not talking to you, and I'm not dealing with it, praise the Lamb of God. So therefore I'm praying, but my prayers are not prevailing. My prayers are not prevailing because I will not consider me, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to being a temple and how this temple needs to be cared for, to be a glory carrier, to have the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, so that powerful results, praise the Lamb of God, can come forth. Hallelujah, somebody. I know somebody getting this. At least one person, please get this. Praise the Lamb of God. So that powerful, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, performance can come forth because of the fact that I am, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, monitoring, I'm maintaining, and I'm maintaining, praise the Lamb of God, this temple, not for me, but for him. Ding! Praise the Lamb of God. I'm monitoring, I'm maintaining, and I'm maintaining this temple for God and not for me. Praise the Lamb of God. You can get on your exercise machine and you can jog and you can run. Praise the Lamb of God. Do all your cardiovascular. You can do everything you want to. Praise the Lamb of God for your selfish self.
so that you can get back in that suit, or that your waistline can look this way, or that you can look pleasing in the mirror to yourself and pleasing to others. Do whatever we want to do. Work out with weights. Build our physiques up, our triceps and biceps and all of these things. Praise the Lamb of God. Eat healthy. Do this, that, and another for the self. But if I'm not doing what I'm doing, praise the Lamb of God, for the maintenance, I'm giving you something today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For the maintaining, the monitoring of this temple, if I'm not monitoring it, for the purposes and the plans and the will of God, then there is something wrong with me doing all the things that I'm doing. I know a lot of people say, oh, no, you got to have balance. You can't have balance when your life belongs to God. Praise the Lamb of God. God is your balance. Hallelujah. See, what balance means to a lot of people is you can have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, so to speak. Praise the Lamb of God. You can have, you know, time with God, praise, and time with the devil. That's not balance. That's double agent. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time balance means, praise the Lamb of God, you do your praise, your worship, this, that, another, and then according to the words of God, you fellowship with your family. You're still doing it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Everything that you do is monitored through and by the word of God. Why? Because you are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. Praise, when can I get unholy? Never. Uh-oh, when am I not a priest? Never. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a state that we have been brought to by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a permanent state that we have been brought to by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're not going to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to have prevailing prayer if we don't maintenance and monitor, praise the Lamb of God, and maintain the temple, praise the Lamb of God, in a fashion, hallelujah, that when God approach, hallelujah, when God looks at our prayers that ascending from this temple, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that the Lord will be pleased with that. That the Lord will be pleased with that. If the Lord cannot be pleased with that, then there is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, a conflict. There is going to be a move of God, praise the Lamb of God, to send you a message that I'm not pleased. There is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, something that is going to disturb you to the extent that is going to draw you back to the place and the posture and the position of prayer, praise the Lamb of God. There may be trouble. Praise the Lamb of God, mounting on every side. There may be this coming at you, that coming at you. Praise God, because God said, I purchase you. That's my temple. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he always come before you desecrate it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because once it's desecrated, now it has to be stripped, overhauled, or reconstructed, or whatever. Praise the Lamb of God, renewed and all of this kind of things, almost like being born again. Hallelujah. So God catches us right before the desecration comes. And then God says, praise the Lamb of God, come back to me, return. Praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes it's come through a lot of pressure, people of God, that the Lord places upon us so that we will not, praise the Lamb of God, go astray, hallelujah, from where he wants and desires us to be. Praise the Lamb of God. And many times we fall off in this area. Praise the Lord. But God desires for us to maintain it. Praise the Lamb of God. He desires us to maintain that level. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That level, hallelujah, I say it again, of holiness and cleanliness when it comes down to these temples that we dwell in. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, let's keep going. I want to give you some more here. Praise God. Wait a minute. It's 1 o'clock. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn, why don't you come now and do our announcements, and then we're going to go forth in this lesson. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophetess, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophetess. Hi, how are you?
We are blessed today. We are blessed today in you.
Amen. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay, I'll go ahead and get started with the announcements. Let me first begin by congratulating Setuan. Pastor Gail Johnson's daughter, Setuan Fiji, as well as the spiritual granddaughter of Prophet Shakespeare, was ordained Sunday into the office of pastor. And I just want to just congratulate her publicly. And if you're on the page, people are posting their congratulations to our sister on the page on the Prophetic Truth Facebook group ministry page. And so congratulations, Setuan. And then I'll go ahead and start with, I believe you announced at the beginning of the show, but I'd like to just go ahead and announce it again. On December the 17th, Prophet Shakespeare will be ministering at his church. This is a one-night-only miracle healing service, and it's on Ford Road and Silvery Lane. The exact location is 24921 Ford Road, and it's between Telegraph and Beach on the corner of Silvery Lane. And that's, again, a one-night only with the Prophet, a miracle and healing service, and experience one night of glory with Prophet Shakespeare. And it's inside Harvest International Worship Center. Again, that's December the 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the other announcement that I'd like to remind you all about is the sponsoring a family to feed or families to feed during this holiday season. Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International is partnering with Serenity House Ministries to feed families during this holiday break. If you plant a seed of $22, that will feed one family for 4 to 5 days. To plant that seed, go to tsmintl.org and click on Donate Today, and you'll be able to sow into this. And, you know, a lot of children, the only meal that they get is at the school. And since school is closed during the Christmas and New Year's break, we want to make sure that the children, especially, and their families are fed while school is closed. So please, 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 we're asking you to donate $22 towards this effort. And again, you can go to tsmintl.org and click on Donate Today to plant the seed of $22. The last and final announcement I'd like to remind you, if you'd like to just sow into Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, plant a seed into this the anointed ground of this ministry, and expect a harvest, expect a return on your investment, on your kingdom investment when you plant into Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. Please go to tsmintl.org and click on Donate Today. We have a lot of things planned in the future. We have the school, the online school, and you know we need resources to help finance the vision that has been given to Prophet Shakespeare. We're asking all of you to please donate today to help us make sure that we fulfill the kingdom assignment and we run with the vision that has been given to Prophet Shakespeare for the ministry. Prophet, oh, and one other announcement is that we do have PSMI products that are still available at a discount rate. If you go online and click to tsmintl.org and click on store, you'll be able to see all of those products that we have available. We have the manual that's available, that's the Prophetic Awakening Manual. That's the latest book by Prophet Shakespeare that you will not find in Amazon, you will not find online anywhere, but only through our store, tsmintl.org. And it's the School of the Prophets Level 1 and Level 2 training combined, which is Prophetic Awakening and Prophetic Awareness combined. And it's called the Prophetic Awareness Manual. You'll be able to get that. You'll be able to purchase the oil from the healing mantle of the Lord. You'll be able to purchase Prophet's book on the call and burden of intercessory prayer by going to the website. And Prophet, those are all of the announcements that I have.
Thank you, Jocelyn, for making those announcements for us. People of God, let me continue to encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, to be a part of this hour, you know. And I know you people of God, you're going to come through and do what you need to do and want to do as we do our best, praise the Lamb of God, to get a birthday present for the Lord. Hallelujah. And this birthday present is a duplicator. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you. It's a duplicator that we want to utilize for the ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So help us to do that. You can make your donation again at psmintl.org. And then we only have one or two people, praise the Lamb of God, who have even gave anything towards that $22. We have two have given $22 towards the feeding program, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm sure some of you, praise the Lamb, can say, you know, I'll give $10 towards the feeding or something of that nature, praise God, you know, and to help out so that we can make an impact on somebody else's life other than ours. When it comes down to Christmas time, you can do that also at psmintl.org. It doesn't matter whether a person lives on your block or whether they live in Africa or whether they live in Angolia somewhere, praise the Lamb of God. As long as you are doing something that's going to be a blessing to others, praise the Lamb of God, and considering the poor, the Lord says when you cry, he will hear you, praise the Lamb of God. God says those that give to the poor lends to the Lord and that he will repay. Praise God. And when God repays, he repays with interest. And so therefore, we all, praise the Lamb of God, should move forward, hallelujah, and do some things, if at all possible, before we run out and just spend all of our money on things, praise the Lamb of God, that have nothing to do with God. It's sort of almost like the teaching I'm teaching on today. Praise the Lamb of God. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You belong to God. Praise the Lamb of God. That somebody so readily put it on the page, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as a quote of mine, hallelujah, that your balance is God. That's your balance. Praise the Lamb of God. Your balance is God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your balance should be godly things, praise God, and not sinful things that you say, okay, now I have balance. You got to have balance, praise God. You can have balance and have godly things going on in your life, praise God. So we want to do that. Then don't forget about the service. Joshua mentioned it again. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that miracle healing service on next Monday, praise the Lamb of God, there. In the city of Dearborn, praise the Lamb of God. Meet us there, people of God, at 7 o'clock p.m. Bring the sick, praise the Lamb, those who are hurting. Deliverance is going to go forth. Miracles are going to go forth, and we're going to be able to give God praise in a high, high and holy way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then on the 29th, Jocelyn, it was on my page. I don't know why. You didn't get that one, praise the Lamb of God. But on the 29th of December, we will be back at Soul Harvest, who will be hosting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a prophetic encounter. And I am slated as the principal speaker, praise God, and facilitator of that service on the 29th of December, praise the Lamb of God, in the city of Detroit, right there, well, in Highland Park. Let me say in Highland Park, Michigan, which is a inner city suburb, praise God, right there on 6 Mile and Woodward Avenue, praise the Lamb of God. We were there not too long ago on across the street from the Powerhouse Gym, that everybody knows that Powerhouse Gym right there in Highland Park. And so, therefore, we will be there at 7 o'clock p.m., on the 29th of December, so come and be a part of that also. And let's do what he does. I normally don't take engagements and stuff, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, after the early part of December, but God is just moving so mightily. He's doing so much, hallelujah, until I don't want to take a break. Praise the Lamb of God. This anointing and this power is really moving, and God is doing such great things until I just don't want him to stop. Praise God. And I'm giving him, you can hear it in my voice, you can hear it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm giving him the best that I got. I'm giving him all that I got. Praise the Lamb of God that he can exceed. Praise the Lamb of God for glory and the praise and the honor. Praise the Lord that is due him. He is an awesome God, and he should be served in an awesome way. Praise the Lord. People of God, our God
Prophet?
Is still awesome. Yes.
That's I see the announcement. I'm sorry. That's the 28th of December.
The 28th. You're right.
Yes, it's the prophetic outpouring. It's the 12th annual prophetic blowout, and you are the featured speaker, and it's at Soul Harvest Church on 16300 Woodward Avenue in Highland Park. And I will post the announcement on the page as well. But, yes, that's December the 28th at 7 p.m. Prophet is the featured speaker and prophet during the prophetic outpouring. And it's the 12th annual prophetic blowout at Church Soul Harvest Church, 16300 Woodward Avenue in Highland Park.
Amen. Thank you for finding that, Jocelyn. Praise the Lord.
Right.
All right, we got a caller here. Erica 111. Erica 111.
Hello, Prophet Shakespeare. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Jermaine, how are you doing? Jermaine, we received your $40 for the total package there, and it will be going out tomorrow to you with the rest of the mail. So you will have it definitely before Christmas. We know they say that the mail is kind of caught up right now, but we're going to get it out to you for sure.
Yes. This is the best gift I could ever have to, and I'm going to rejoice when I receive it, because, you know, it's all about God right now and what he wants. And, you know, I've been seeking him more and more, and my prayers, I've been praying every night, every day from the heart, and I'm sure God is pleased, but I want to do so much more as far as when it's time for God to give me revelation. So I'm just happy right now and rejoicing right now. I'm just thankful for that. And I want to say thank you.
You are certainly welcome, man. I thank you for being here. You always bring a sense of excitement to the show. And we just thank God for you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet Shakespeare. And continue blessing others as you always do. And I'm sure God is very pleased with you.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you. All right.
Yes.
I want to go on in this lesson, because there's still a lot of meat on this bone that I want to give you all concerning the preclusions. Praise the Lamb of God and the prevailing. In your prevailing prayers. Praise the Lord. The next thing is, people of God, you know, and I'm learning even more that as you go into the presence of God and as you give God your heart, praise the Lamb of God, it's like checking in for the day. Once you've checked in, praise the Lamb of God and the Spirit of God, and you have had a wonderful fellowship, praise the Lamb of God, you have said good morning to the Lord. The Lord has said good morning to you. Praise God. Seemingly then your pipeline, praise the Lamb of God, is open, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to just on a whim, praise the Lamb of God, ask God for things, on a whim pray and receive, hallelujah, from the Lord what your request is, praise the Lord. Those of us that enter into the presence of God in the mornings, those of us who look to the hills from what's cometh our help, knowing they come from the Lord. Those of us that press into the presence of God, spend time with God, praise God. We are the ones, hallelujah, that on a dime we pray and intercede for others, praise God, and we see, feel, sense, and many times the Lord speaks right there on the spot to allow us to know what is going on and what he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God and what he's going to do. And people of God, that's where you want to be in your prayer life. You don't want, praise the Lamb of God, to be on the outskirts, hallelujah, always looking over the fence and rejoicing for other people on the other side of the fence, praise God, without you coming in and getting your portion. You want to make sure, people of God, that your prayers are not being hindered, praise the Lamb of God, because you will not spend the prayer time. My friend, I call him my friend, Arthur, passed down in, I believe, Texas, praise the Lamb of God, Tulsa, praise the Lord, the Oklahoma area. Larry Lee, praise the Lamb, wrote a book, Could You Not Tarry With Me 1 Hour? And in that book, he says, someone must pray the price. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I never forget those words because it's a truth. Praise the Lamb. Someone must pray the price. Someone must get into the place of prayer. And prayer costs us time. Prayer costs us energy. Prayer costs us mental, you know, fatigue. Prayer weighs on you heavy, praise the Lamb. But those of us who are the true prayers and get into the presence of God, press into his presence, we are the same ones, praise the Lamb of God, that get on-the-spot results from God because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, we have received fuel for our fire. We have received our daily bread. We have received the daily portion because we are pressed into the presence of God. That's where you want to be, people of God, without a doubt. You want to be able to get there. When Jesus comes into the temple and he sees what is going on, praise the Lamb of God, he began to plait a cord together, and he turned over these tables, and he whipped these people out of the outer court, as we were speaking about, on the court of the Gentiles. When he whipped them out of this place, praise the Lamb of God, you know, we call it the cleansing of the house, praise the Lamb of God. And many of us don't even consider that outer court, praise the Lamb of God, has anything to do with the inner court, but it does, praise the Lamb. So once we come to the place of the cleansing of the inner court, the cleansing of that outer court, praise the Lamb of God, it makes easy access, praise the Lamb of God, for the inner court. The outer court is where, praise the Lamb of God, things should take place that keep you, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, people of God, that keep you, hallelujah, in the frame of mind to enter in to the inner court. I shouldn't be in the outer court, praise the Lamb of God, getting ready to go into worship, and all I'm thinking about, praise the Lamb of God, is let's make a deal through the merchandising in the outer court. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, we sing that song, When the Saints Go to Worship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the sanctified set aside go to worship, praise the Lamb, they get results. They get the move of God because we go into the place of worship with an attitude of worship, with an attitude of prayer, and not being distracted, people of God, from all of the other things, praise the Lamb of God, that's in the outer court. And you must be careful about that in your daily prayer life. There's so many things that will distract you from praying, praise the Lord, until you will find yourself, hallelujah, saying, you know what? You'll find yourself saying, you know what? I am not happy with the results that I'm getting from my prayer life. If you monitor your prayer life, that's another thing that a lot of people do not do, is monitor their prayer life to see, am I getting results or am I just babbling and talking and this, that, another, but I do not see my prayers moving the earth. I do not see a change coming. I do not hear, praise the Lamb of God, the voice of the Lord speaking to me, leading and guiding me. Pray, I don't see changes on my job. I do not see changes in the behavior of people that have offended me or hurt me, no matter what I do. Praise the Lamb of God. When you come into understanding that you have to monitor yourself in prayer, people of God, monitoring your prayers, you know, makes God look at your prayer life too and say, he or she is waiting for the answer. he or she is waiting on the manifestation. You just didn't throw it out there and just walk away and not monitor it to see. If God watches over his word, we should watch over our prayer words. The things we pray about, we should watch over. Praise the Lamb of God. So once we come into the place, praise the Lamb of God, of accessibility, into the inner court, praise the Lamb of God, there we will find, hallelujah, that there is a lot of inspiration, there is a lot of education, praise the Lamb of God, that takes place and things of that nature in our inner court. That's what we're depositing inside of us. Praise the Lamb of God. What you are entering into your temple, what is going in, is very, very important. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. What goes in your temple, hallelujah, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit on a daily basis is just as important, praise the Lamb of God, is what's going into your body physically. There's a lot of us, hallelujah, who have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful diet. We don't eat pork. We don't eat beef. We don't do this. We are practically a vegan. We have no things that pertain to unclean things. We look at whether the fish have scales and fins and this, that is unclean. We don't eat lobster. We don't eat shrimp, blah, 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 blah. We're taking care of our physical bodies. Praise the Lamb of God. That does not make your prayer life happy. Praise the Lamb of God. Did you hear what I said? That does not move your prayer life at all. Your prayer life is moved by what is deposited into your spirit. Sit in front of the television all day. Take in all that garbage. Watch BET all day long. Praise the Lamb of God. Stay in all of that mess. Keep taking on all that spirit, on all those spirits. Watching the Basketball Wives and the Atlanta Housewives, and then jumping over and watching the girls, and then watching this and watching that. Keep depositing all of those negative forces and spirits into your spiritual bodies, and you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to struggle in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God, because you're not being educated, activated, inspired, praise the Lamb of God, to the level of revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not getting what is going to nurture you to the extent that you're going to grow, praise the Lamb of God, in the ministry of worship, in the ministry of prayer, in the ministry of the word. You're just missing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because all of your time, because you were so addicted to the world and you spent so much time in the world, when you come out of the world, I tell new saints this all the time, you don't know what to do with yourself because all you did was negative stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't know how to flip the switch to make it positive. Praise the Lamb of God. And you have to come to a place, people of God, that you flip the switch, that you deposit, praise the Lamb, the powerful, nurturing, praise the Lamb of God, things into your spirit that is going to cause your prayer life to be enhanced, that's going to cause you to grow. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, y'all know I've said it again. Praise the Lamb of God. Your cell phone can be a demon. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not deceive yourself. Hallelujah. Some of us need to look at our cell phones and call it a demon. Praise the Lamb. Because that cell phone, people of God, hallelujah, sometimes some spirits be on the other end of that thing. My goodness gracious, hallelujah. You just got to be careful of the conversations. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to be careful of the things that you get involved with and the people. And when I say get involved with, I'm talking about participating in what they're talking about. Praise God, which causes you to talk negative talk. What causes you to enter in, praise the Lamb of God, the stuff that wasn't even on your agenda. You know, that's when you bring all of these other people, praise the Lamb of God, into your inner circle, praise the Lamb of God, and you're talking to, oh, that's so-and-so, let me see what they want. Praise God. They really don't want nothing. they really don't want nothing. Hallelujah. And so now they want to distract you, praise the Lamb of God, from your positive thought life so that you can receive, praise the Lamb of God, the best of the prevailing power of God. Now you're distracted, or you can take on a spirit directly through that telephone. Sometimes you need to pick up your phone and say, it's a demon. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, our all these various applications that we have on our phones now, you have to be careful, because you can spend time on that little hand computer all day long, from one application to another, to another, to another, to the games, to the this, to the that, until it becomes addictive. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you find yourself can't breaking away from it. In order to do that, praise the Lamb of God, that is right, that is going to feed your spirit, people of God. Always look at anything that you are faced with as food for your spirit. And then you must decipher, is this healthy for my spirit or is this bad for my spirit? Please post that for me, somebody. Is this healthy for my spirit or is this bad for my spirit? Look at your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, since it's housed in this clay, hallelujah, called a body, you got to ask yourself, praise the Lamb of God, is what I'm about to deposit into me, is it healthy for my spirit? Praise the Lamb of God. Is it healthy for my spirit, or is it a deterrent? Praise the Lamb of God. Is it going to defile? Is it going to make me sick in the long run if I keep eating this? Praise the Lamb of God. If I keep depositing this into my spirit, praise the Lamb. People of God, I'm telling you, your prayer life is all about your spirit life, because God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Excuse me. God is a spirit, and those of us who worship him have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lamb of God. And you cannot, hallelujah, just come and think, hallelujah, that you're just going to rush into the presence of God with all of the junk, with all of the other stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that presents itself to us and say, You know, I was involved in this and involved in that, but I'm just going to go in here and pray. Praise God, and God's going to take care of this. And then you come right back out and you jump right back into what you was into. That's not how God works. Praise the Lamb of God. That's not how your spirit works. Your spirit, man, must be given the proper nourishment on a daily basis. Praise the Lamb of God, to keep it strong, to keep it healthy. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of our spirits have the flu. Oops, praise the Lamb of God. You've never looked at it like that, have you? Some of our spirits catch the flu. Some of our spirits get infected, praise the Lamb of God, with all types of viruses and things of this nature because of what's being deposited into us. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all it is when you watch pornography and you can't get it out of your head. If you watch pornography and you can't get it out of your head, you keep seeing the scenes, blah, 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 and then it brings on an infection called lust. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It brings on these various things that you don't want to really contend with, but it's there. Hallelujah. But it's there. Praise the Lord. So you have to come to play. You listen to all these negative words and music, praise the all of this profanity, and then you wonder why when you get mad you curse somebody out. You keep depositing in your spirit. You keep depositing in your spirit through rap music, through all the other stuff that you're hearing. And let me tell you what happens to you. Praise the Lamb. While we were fasting, well, really behind the fast, praise the Lamb of God, when you try to go back to eating, when you've been on a fast for 60, 90 days, things of this nature, as a discipline to yourself, when you try to go back to drinking pop and you've been drinking water for 90 days, you see why you should not drink pop. Praise the Lamb of God. When you go back to trying to eat fried food, when you've been eating baked food, praise the Lamb of God, and you eat some fried chicken or a greasy hamburger, and all of it just starts moving in your system like, wow, my goodness, I got gas in my rib cage from eating a hamburger or something of this nature, or a piece of fried chicken. It should send an alarm in your heart and in your mind to say, this has to be unhealthy. And I've been eating this until my body, watch this, until my body accepted. I kept eating it from a child up until my body just accepts all this grease and stuff. But if I purge myself of this, praise the Lamb of God, then when I approach it, hallelujah, my body sends me another signal that I'm alien to this now. You have given me clean stuff. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't do that anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't want to do that anymore. It's not healthy anymore. Your prayer life, your spirit life, people of God, is the same identical way. You as a prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, must deposit powerful, positive, spiritual food into your body. Stuff that's going to cause you to grow and develop, praise the Lamb of God, that excites your spirit man, that makes you feel closer to the Lord, that causes you to feel, praise the Lamb of God, that you are a powerful, praise the Lamb of God, force in the earth realm on the behalf of heaven. Now watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going on. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. When we look at that word, after Jesus cleans the temple out, this, that, another, praise the Lamb of God, the flip side of the coin was, praise the Lamb, that all of the sick and what have you was brought to him right there in the house of God. Hallelujah. And he healed them. Did you read that? Praise the Lamb of God. The next verse shares that with us. It says, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus went in the temple and he whipped them out. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Then the blind, look what it says, verse 14. Then the blind, the lame, came to him in the temple and he healed them. Praise the Lamb of God. Then the blind, the lame, came to him in the temple and he healed them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It shows you the powerful performance, people of God, that happens when things are right in the house. When the house is clean, when the temple is clean, praise the Lamb of God, then you can see that some powerful performance can take place because of prevailing prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Here's all of these people. Well, look at this. The blind and the lame came to him. It does not say a blind man. It does not say a lame man. Praise or a lame person. It says, then the blind, praise the Lamb of God. When this read this way in the King James Version, it's plural. And the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Praise the Lamb of God. That's plural. Hallelujah. Yeah, a miracle and healing and deliverance service takes place. Hallelujah. And the same thing will take place in you. Hallelujah. It will take place in your house, in your temple. Praise the Lamb of God. And the results of it is it will leave you, praise the Lamb of God, with the power to perform. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I wish you all would really get this today and don't take this just as another show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God, prophetical people. Hear the prophet today. When you allow the cleansing to take place, praise the Lamb of God, and you're depositing the right stuff into your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, you become a temple where performance takes place. Praise the Lamb of God. God start performing in you. He start delivering you. He start breaking the chains off you. He start, praise the Lamb of God, allowing your lameness, praise the Lamb of God, to leave you. He opens your eyes. I'm telling you, people of God, what will happen to you if you get your temple together, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then the flip side of this coin is, praise God, he leaves you, hallelujah, as a healing agent in the earth. He leaves you, praise the Lamb of God, with power to open blind eyes. He leaves you with power for the lame to be healed. Praise the Lamb of God, deliverance to come in other people's lives. Hallelujah. Now, if that's not something to shout about, I don't know what is. Praise the Lamb of God. All of us should be excited, praise the Lamb of God, when we see, hallelujah, that this is a pattern within the place of Scripture, praise the Lord. We should be able to see that this is the pattern, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, that the Scriptures laid out for us so that we can be prevailing in prayer and prevailing in power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just don't want my prayers to be heard. Now, I'm sorry. I'm not like everybody else. It's not just prayers that I want heard. Praise God. I want God to use me. Hallelujah. I want to be a performer. I want to be, praise the Lamb of God, the one that God calls out of the crowd to lay hands on the sick. I want to see people get out of wheelchairs. Hallelujah. I want to see bones straightened. I want to see limbs grow. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to see it with my very eyes, people of God. Hallelujah. Because I desire, hallelujah, that my prayer life is of such, and my temple, the place of prayer, is of such, hallelujah, that these things can be performed. Praise the Lamb of God. That these things can be performed in and through me. Now, let me deal with this for the last few minutes and stuff that we have here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I got something I got to tell you. Watch this. And watch this, people of God. Watch this. Then the blind, the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Watch this. But when the religious people, the priests and the scribes, saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They were indignant at the performance of Jesus Christ. They were indignant because prayers prevailed. They were indignant because the house was cleansed and it was transformed back to its original state. Now, praise the Lamb of God. I got something to tell you. You may not like this, praise the Lamb of God, because some of you, you know, praise God, you're closer to people than you are to God. Hallelujah. You're closer to people than you are to God. So since you're closer to people than you are to God, hallelujah, you have an issue, praise the Lamb of God, when people tell you you're changing. When people see you different, even when you know you have changed for the better, praise the Lamb of God, there will always be somebody who will get indignant, praise the Lamb of God, because of your transformation. People, if you're going to be a prevailer in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, boy, oh boy, oh boy, if you're going to be one that embraces God, that God hears and that God answers, and that the one that God performs through, the one that God uses in public, then you better be ready to be the one, praise the Lamb of God, that people get upset about because you change and shift atmospheres. Hello, light bulbs. You change and shift the atmosphere. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to always have people who are going to be upset with you, whether they're your family, whether they're your friends or your cohorts, praise the Lamb of God, in the marketplace where you're employed, you're going to always have people who are upset with you because you shift the atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God. When the atmosphere is shift, hallelujah, it shifts to a place of power. It shifts to a place of potential, hallelujah. It shifts to the place that God wants to perform and God wants to use the ones, hallelujah, that he has had supped with. He wants to use the ones, praise the Lamb of God, that he is tabernacling with. He wants to use the ones, hallelujah, who we dwell with, and we become those individuals, and we then must understand that we are also the ones that's going to be hated by the world. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you went and witnessed, praise the Lamb of God, and transformed the lives of the prostitutes in the community, praise the Lamb of God, that you drive through, you're going to have some people in that community that's going to despise you because of it, starting with whoever, praise the Lamb of God, who calls himself the pimp that's over them. Praise the Lamb of God. You have people in the house of God that get upset because you have delivered, praise the Lamb of God, their children, because you have delivered a wife, because you have delivered a husband. The change in their lives. I'm telling you what I know from experience. The change in their lives frustrates and irritates, praise the Lamb of God, the atmosphere of the house when they get home. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, they get saved and they go home. Praise, they get delivered and they go home. They get healed, they go home, and they start testifying and they start reading their Bibles and they stop drinking and they stop smoking, cigarettes and all of that. And the person that's there, praise the Lamb of God, who enjoyed the atmosphere of sin, is frustrated to all end. He's frustrated. Why would the priest and the scribe, the priest, the keepers of the house of God, why would they be indignant? Praise the Lamb of God. You want me to tell you why? They was getting a cut out of the money of those that was inside the temple. Praise the Lamb of God. They was getting a cut, praise the Lamb of God, from those peddlers and merchandisers that was in the outer court. That's why they were indignant. The atmosphere's changed now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, that's why. Why was the scribes, praise the Lamb of God, the keepers of the Word of God, the writers of the Word of God, those who literally sat down and copied the Word of God letter by letter, day in and day out, why would they be indignant when Jesus tells them that this is the fulfillment of the Word of God? My house shall be called the house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. There ain't no prayer going on here. There is no prayer going on here. This, you have made it a den of merchandisers, a den of thieves. That's what you'd have made the house of God. Why would they be upset? Why would they be indignant? Because the atmosphere has changed. With the change of the atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, everything else changes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, people of God, everything else changes. And people do not want you to change. If it's going to change, put a demand on the change of their life, they don't want you to change. They want you to remain the same. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why your friends come back around you and they bring drinks. They do everything. They show up at your house. Praise the Lamb of God, trying to seduce you to get back to the gambling. Come on, let's go out to the boat. Let's go to the casino. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Come on, I'm feeling like doing this, blah, 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 blah. And you must be careful when you feel a challenge, praise the Lamb of God, of doing wrong and doing right. You must always choose what you know is right.
Don't satisfy that demon. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not satisfy that spirit, because if you satisfy that spirit, you're really compromising, praise the Lamb of God, your place in prayer. You're really compromising, praise the Lamb of God, position with God. That's what you're doing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have cleaned your house, keep it clean. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, when I clean up at home, now I'm walking around, praise the Lamb of God, with an eye for dirt. Hallelujah. I'm looking for it. So as soon as something spike it on the glass, I grab the Windex, praise God, try to keep it clean. Now when company come over, I can't do that, praise God, because now I'm going to be upset because they're smearing the table or putting this glass on this or doing it. So I just wait till everybody get finished and they leave, then I clean house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must be careful, people of God, because all of these things, as you saw in the scripture that I'm teaching you today, affects your prayer life. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! It affects your prayer life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want your prayer life to be accepted going in. You want your prayer to be accepted while you're in. And then you want to see the performance, praise the Lamb of God, as the result of your prayers, praise the Lord. We as prophetic people should see prevailing prayers every day. Every day, people of God, we should be able. Listen, God is not performing, hallelujah, what he does on this show because of the show. That's not why God is doing it, praise the Lamb of God. He does the same thing on the street. He does the same thing when I'm in a house. Oh, my God, the Lord is speaking. Wait a minute, people of God. Thank you, Father, for that warning. Hallelujah. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thus, as many of you are praying, praise the Lamb of God, but your agendas are wrong. Hallelujah. Many of you are praying, but your agendas are wrong. That's what's on your prayer list. Hallelujah. Things that you're praying for. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Shift your agenda around, people of God. Really look at, as I first stated earlier, is this going to allow the name of the Lord to be praised? Is what I'm praying about going to allow God to be praised in a way, hallelujah, that others are going to be able to see and glorify God? Is God's name going to be glorified through this? Hallelujah. Some of the stuff we pray for, praise the Lamb of God, God is not pleased with, so we're going to have to shift, hallelujah, the list of things that we're praying for. Hallelujah. Some of it has to be, change, but still left there. For instance, don't pray that your son stop using drugs. Pray that your son's soul be saved. Pray for his deliverance so that God can use him. Now see, God can be glorified. Because God can take him off drugs, but that's not going to change his heart. Hallelujah. Pray, it may change his life, but it ain't going to change his heart. Hello, light bulbs. That's not going to convert him. You want God to save him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got a son in prison, you want him delivered. You want God to get him out of prison, but you haven't asked God to deliver him from the prison of his mind and his heart and his spirit. Praise the Lord.
See, we as prophetic people must look at what God looks at. Praise the Lord. We must look at what God looks at. We must be concerned about the area that God is concerned about. When your prayer lines up with that, praise the Lamb of God, then you're going to see a powerful performance. Praise the Lamb. Somebody asked a question. Someone asked a question. I want to leave these last 10 minutes for this. Somebody asked a question on Friday, and I said I would deal with it, praise the Lamb of God, somewhat today. And that is, how do they build an altar? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this now. All the altars in the Bible were either made, watch this, people, of stone or wood. Praise the Lamb of God. They were made of stone or they were made of wood. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lord. You're going to build your home altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. The size does not matter as far as the measurements of it. It doesn't have to be an altar the size of a one that you see at church or something of that nature. But praise the Lamb of God. You can, praise the Lamb of God, get you an altar. Praise God. Now, this Shakespeare, hello, light bulbs, this Shakespeare, and I'm just telling you what the prophet believes and does. Number one, praise the Lamb of God, the wood that I use for my altar has never been used for anything else. It's sanctified, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you build it, he'll visit. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, you build it, he'll visit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, that's awesome, people of God. God said, if you build the altar, he will visit the altar. Hallelujah. He will visit the place of the altar. Watch this now. Praise the Lord. I never use wood that was used for anything else. You want the wood, praise the Lamb of God, to be the best of wood. You don't want to just throw something up there, people. See, this is how, Cain's offering was rejected. He just threw something up there to the Lord, and it was rejected. Praise God. What you give God should always be considered. Praise the Lamb of God on how you give it to him. Then, if there's an overlay that you're going to put on the altar, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be something that you just went in your closet and grabbed. Hallelujah. Yeah. It shouldn't be a sheet of something that you just slept on and slept in. You're getting the picture. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Things should be the best of quality. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That you can find. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to build God an altar. Praise the Lord. I have a literal, praise the Lamb of God, podium-like, but it's just the top part of it. It's not the whole altar. It's just like the part where you sit the Bible on. Praise the Lamb. That's where my altar starts at, right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a Bible that is there, praise the Lamb of God, that I keep on my passage of scripture that the Lord gave me some time ago. Praise the Lord. Then on my altar, praise the Lord, there is a replica of the Ark of the Covenant, praise the Lamb, that's no more than maybe, I would say, praise the Lamb of God, 6 inches in width, praise the Lamb of God. And maybe 2 inches, 2 to 3 inches in height. And it sits on my altar. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's made of solid brass. Praise the Lamb of God. That is covered in, gold. It's been dipped in gold. Praise the Lord. It's a metal that has been dipped in gold. And it's there on the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. Then, praise the Lamb of God on my altar. Hallelujah. Is a overlay, praise the Lamb, that was made for me, hallelujah, that I use as my prayer mat
for many years. It was made for me by Mother Robinson Reese, who has gone to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I overlaid the altar with that prayer mat. It was a prayer mat, but it's not a mat the way you would think a mat would be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And she made that with a rainbow, knowing that the Lord called me out of the rainbow and to remind me of the covenant of my calling that I have with God. Praise the Lamb. So it's on the altar also. Praise the Lord. Then there are some pictures of my youngest child, Gabriella's picture is on there because it's always she reminds me to pray for my children. It's just a reminder for me. Praise God. Ain't nothing about her picture being there on the altar that just says, God, look over Gabby all the time. It's a reminder to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are some pictures of a couple of families, including the president of the nation, his pictures there and his family. And praise the Lamb of God. A couple of others of people that I pray over. Praise the Lamb when I look at that altar. Hallelujah. And then, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is the anointing oil is on the altar. Praise God. That's all that's on my altar. There's nothing else on my altar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you sanctify it, praise the Lamb of God, you do that through prayer. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to receive, yes, Lord, hallelujah, your prayers that you make, praise the Lamb of God, on this altar. Now, remember, an altar is placed there as the altar of sacrifice. It's the altar, praise the Lamb of God, of sacrifice. It's the altar of cleansing. So it's an altar of repentance, praise the Lamb of God. It's the altar of prayer. Those three things, praise the Lamb of God, the altar of sacrifice, the altar of repentance, the altar of petition, praise the Lord. You put your altar there, you sanctify it for that reason, praise God. Then while you're there in prayer, praise God, you must make your petitions and what have you, blah, 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 but you must also be willing to make sacrifices as the Lord will speak, as the Lord will speak to you and allow you, praise the Lamb of God, to move and do what he would have you to do. If you sanctify that altar and you sanctify God a room or God a place in your house, praise the Lamb of God, I promise you, praise the Lord, as the Lord has spoken today on the show, he will visit, praise God, and when the Lord visits, he will bless, praise the Lamb of God, because of your sacrifice, hallelujah, that you have made and because you have invited him in to your home, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some people, they're not going to do this. They don't want to do this because, praise the Lamb of God, it's their house and not God's house. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But my house is God's house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And anybody that comes there know that the Lord dwells there. People of God, it's been an awesome day, another one day, and another beautiful day here in the city of Chicago, and I thank you all. All right, I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. Keep praying, people of God. If you pray, praise the Lamb of God, God will hear. If God hear, he will draw near, and he will heal your land. I love you. Talk to you tomorrow. God is making us all brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. knowing